UNC Radio, you're on the air.
It's Brian Gary in New York.
Hey, Brian, how you doing?
All right, how you doing?
We're good, we're good. So tell us, what's New York? I haven't been there since October. What's new in New York? And by the way, Brian Gary, you are the grandson of Eddie Cantor. Am I right about that? Right. And you are also a composer, singer, songwriter in your own right. You have a Broadway show. You've got a bunch of record albums out. Anything I'm missing in this introduction?
Yeah, three books.
Oh, three books. Remind us. What are those?
With the great Bear Manor Media Publishing Company.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. What were they? Remind us.
Well, the first one was about my Broadway show. It's called We Bombed in New London, the story of the Broadway musical Late Night Comic.
Uh-huh.
And the second book was Funny Thing Happened on the Way to My Stress Test.
Yeah.
And the third one is Close Encounters of the Celebrity Kind.
Ooh. Close Encounters. Is that the most recent?
Yeah, that's the most recent book. My latest CD, the one that I've had out this past year, is called The Unproduced Eddie Cantor Musical.
Ooh, so is it all original music, or are you using, like, you know,
no,
Ida?
It's all songs I've been working on for the past couple of decades on a musical about my grandfather.
Nice, nice.
Yeah, it's available really at Amazon. I mean, it's called The Unproduced Eddie Cantor Musical, and that is exactly what it is. It's all these rare demos and things that I've done over the several decades working towards a possible Broadway musical again.
Well, where is it going as far as, so you've got the CD out, is there any movement in terms of putting it on a stage?
Well, so far, no. To be very honest with you, the only thing I have are, you know, about a dozen songs that I put together on the CD, and it shows, you know, the story, basically, you know, his life story, and there's song for song details about it. In fact, the booklet tells everything about where the songs go and, you know, what purpose they're written for and everything, and lots of photos of the family.
Cool.
So, yeah, I'm very proud of it. It's been doing very well. A lot of people seem to like it. I've shown a lot of people on Facebook, directed them to Amazon so that they could find it. But, you know, it's pretty much my latest album, so it's not hard to find.
Mazel tov, mazel, you know. And was 2016, I mean, I was joking around with my aunt and her kids that most people I know, 2016 was really, really horrible. How was it for you?
I'd say it's pretty horrible. Obviously, politically, you know, I think it's been a nightmare. But also, I lost probably one of the dearest friends I've ever had in my life. I wrote a fan letter to a guy in 1966. He was in a group called the Critters. He had Younger Girl and Mr. Dyingly Sad, and then he joined the Four Seasons, and he did Who Loves You in December 63.
Wow.
And then he joined Tommy James, and his name was Don Ciccone. And he died suddenly at the age of 70 in October. And it's been pretty tragic.
It wasn't just a fan letter thing. You got to know him.
Know him personally, yes.
Yeah.
We worked together for years and years. We got a record deal together where he was the artist and I was the songwriter.
Cool.
And that was in the 70s, record called Bicycle Ride. And Don was just one of the biggest talents I've ever encountered. You know, if you remember December 63, that part that goes, "Rolling ball of thunder, taking my body under." You know that part of the song?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, that's Don. That's Don doing that.
Oh,
and
wow.
He's also on that on Who Loves You, the high part.
Who loves you? Oh, well, everybody knows that. Yeah. Yeah, man. Who's good? Yeah, yeah.
That's Don. And he played bass on those songs as well. He was in the new Four Seasons. You know, he was part of that resurgence of the Four Seasons and highly responsible for the success.
Wow.
You know, with those, you know, contributions that he made to the group.
Did he get to be, because Frankie Valli and the Four Seasons did a week on Broadway this past season. Was he there with them, or was he already, like, sick and dying?
No. He was gone from the Four Seasons for quite a long time, because, you know, he had gone to Tommy James after that.
Right,
he was one of the Shondells. And then he revived the Critters for a while in Florida, where where he was living, and you know, it was just something that happened that it's just mind-blowing that somebody could just pass away like that instantaneously. And you know, I don't mean to be a downer, you know, on New Year's Eve, but you know, it was such a tragedy for me and for the music world to lose this guy. I mean, certainly there were other people that had passed away this year that
you know,
were sad about, for the, that's for sure. But Don was my friend for 50 years.
Wow.
50 years.
Wow.
And, you know, and to have written him a fan letter, which, by the way, I still have.
Wait, how do you have the fan letter you wrote to him?
He gave it to me.
Wow.
Look what I still have. He had it framed when he was much younger, and he had it on his bedroom wall. And over the years, he found it again and brought it to me and said, you know, you might like to have this.
Wow.
So, and I'll tell you an exclusive thing here. About a week before he died, he sent me an email, and he said, I'd like to put out all those recordings that we made together and call it Don Ciccone Sings Brian Gary. And when he died a week later, I decided my mission for 2017 is to make that happen. So,
well, do you have the rights, and you were able to do it?
Well, I wrote all the songs.
Right. Yeah.
They're all my songs, and it's his vocals. I did harmony on some of the stuff and played piano, and so they're going to be orchestrated, and the world is going to be able to hear this stuff.
Sweet, sweet, man. So that's so good that you've got like a project and something to look forward to in the year ahead. It's like you've got this mission. I think a lot of people are just wandering around kind of listless going, you know, what am I going to do next year?
I do a lot of stuff, you know. First of all, I do animal rights protesting here in New York.
Have you gotten anywhere with the horses in Central Park and all of that? I know you're big on that.
That's been a real tough thing because our mayor let us down. He was going to ban horse-drawn carriages, and he didn't do it. So I think we're going to just have to wait for another mayor to come in and take care of things in that direction. Also, we're very, very much protesting against a company called Canada Goose that puts out those jackets because they're fur collars. And in this day and age, you know, and also it's goose feathers inside, real goose feathers. So they rip the feathers out of the goose while it's alive, you know.
Well, why do they have to do that?
They don't. I mean, there's so many synthetic. I mean, I never.
No. But why can't you kill the goose, eat it, and pluck the feathers then?
Well, I mean, if you choose to do that, a lot of people don't even want to do that. But they just, the demand for these coats is so large, I guess, that they just keep, you know, yanking these feathers. Well, because what happens is they put them back in cages and let the feathers grow back again. It's very painful.
Oh, my God. Yeah.
And then they yank them out again. So they just keep using the geese over and over and over again. And the fur collars are from coyotes that they trap. And they have to gnaw some of their paws sometimes to try to get to their babies, or they shoot them in the head, and, you know, it's torturous. And that company, Canada Goose, is a company that we're protesting against here in, you know, certainly in New York. In fact, we're trying to get the Sundance Film Festival to not have Canada Goose as a sponsor. The Berlin Festival has already dropped them. So,
oh, wow. Okay.
Yeah. So that's another plight. I'll be doing my birthday show here in New York, where I'm going to be doing a whole bunch of songs of mine. February 18th, on my birthday here at Don't Tell Mama. That's the name of the club.
Sure.
And then I'm going out to California in April to do the Hollywood Collector Show with my uncle Robert Clary.
Oh my God, Robert Clary. I was thinking about getting him on the show. Is he able to do interviews? Can he hear on the telephone? He's old. I mean, you know, yeah.
Yeah, he's 90. He's going to be 91 in March.
Wow. Now, remind people, Robert Clary, if the name rings a bell, he was in a hit sitcom. Tell everyone, yeah.
Yeah, he was in Hogan's Heroes. He's the only living actor from Hogan's Heroes. He played LeBeau.
Right. So
people also remember him from Days of Our Lives and another soap opera. Let me see if I can think of the name of it. It's a West Coast soap opera. I do remember Days of Our Lives. I don't know. if anybody can remember the other one, I forget.
I'm not a soap guy. I couldn't answer that one. But he did you say he was related to you?
He's my uncle by marriage.
Whoa, cool.
Yeah.
And how's he doing? He's well enough to go to this conference thing, this collectible thing.
Yeah,
so
yeah, he does get around. He still drives.
Ooh.
So
does his head come over the steering wheel at this point? I mean,
he's doing great. You know, he goes to the gym 4 days a week.
Good Lord.
So, yeah, which is more than I do. So anyway, he and I are going to do the Hollywood Collectors Show at the Los Angeles Airport, and that's April 29th.
Sweet.
So, yeah, it's going to be fun. You know, I love doing. We did it last year, and in fact, we did it with Shirley Jones and Marty Engels.
Whoa! You
know, it was one of the last times I saw Marty.
Oh, did he pass last year? Was that the deal?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Not this. That was not this year anymore. We lost so many people this year, but he was, I think, a 2015-er. Yeah.
Right. Probably so. Yeah. It was a short time after we did this show. So, you know, it's been a tough year. You know, there's some good out of it too. And
what else has been good?
You know, I'm proud of how, you know, I did a concert this past year where I saluted Burt Bacharach.
Oh.
And it went very, very well. People really liked it. In fact, we're doing it again. We're going to revive it again for Burt Bacharach's birthday at that same club, Don't Tell Mama,
that
I'm doing my birthday show. But originally we did the Bacharach show at the Metropolitan Room, and I just played there again. I did a little guest shot for their Christmas show. And
Oh, as a matter of fact, I think Marilyn May is doing her show
as
we speak, her New Year's show.
Friend
of the neighborhood, Marilyn May. She's getting on close to 90. I think she's like 87 or something.
Yeah, she is. Aren't they all pretty up there, pretty much up there? Tony Bennett at 90.
Wow, yeah.
You know, they're all...
Well, good. They're still with us. They're still doing it, you know, doing better than some of the 50-year-olds who kicked off in the past couple of months. So, Well, February 18th is what birthday for you?
That'll be my 65th.
Whoa, big one.
Yeah, it is, I guess, you know?
Back in the day, that used to be Social Security Day. Now you're going to have to wait until you're 79 or something.
No, you don't have to wait. You could get it now if you wanted. I don't mean you, but I can.
Yeah.
But I'm not going to take it now because you get less money.
Right, of course.
You know, so why do it, you know, if you can afford to... hang on a few more years, you know.
Well, good. So, and you've been in good health?
Yeah. I've been lucky since I had, you know, my book, A Funny Thing Happened on the Way to My Stress Test, was about my having open heart surgery 4 years ago.
Right, yeah.
So, you know, I'm a survivor and seem to have gotten through a lot. So, you know, having open heart surgery gives you another chance. You know, I wish there had been some kind of an operation for Don to save his life in October. So it's rough. Don actually died on my mother's birthday. So
Your mom is
89. My mother turned 89 in October.
So she's a lot. Whoa! All right. So that's good news. Yeah.
Yeah.
Mid Mazel.
She's been having a rough year herself. She's in rehab right now.
How much has she been drinking?
right. Yeah, she wishes it were just that. But no, she's had it rough. She got mugged about 9 years ago, and she's never been the same since the mugging.
Hmm.
So, you know, sometimes, you know, you get handed a rough deck of cards, you know, and that's what happened to my mom, you know, so she's been trying to survive for the last 9 years after having been mugged. So.
Is she on her own? Is she in care, living, what?
No, she's just, she's been in and out of the hospital with a lot of pain. You know, there's residual pain from when the guy mugged her, he broke her arm and broke her leg.
Whoa.
So, yeah. And she's got osteoporosis, so her bones are very fragile. And so she's had it rough, but she's written a lot of books herself.
Ooh.
I think she, you know, we're both with this company, Bear Manor Media, and she has 4 books out. So
nice.
What
are her books? What are they about?
They're about $15. One is called "Don't Wear Silver in the Winter," and that's a joke that that my mother quotes her mother. Mm. So the book is more about Eddie Cantor's wife, and she wrote one. She wrote a kind of a political book that concerns her father, and it's very interesting. She's written several different kinds of books. They're all different, and they've been doing quite well for Bear Manor.
Bear Manor, are they the folks who did the Elliot Tiber books also?
I think so. They're very, very big with old time radio and TV and film and that sort of thing. And they've been very kind to me. The guy who owns it is Ben Omart, and he runs a great company. And eventually, I will do another book. I've worked on it for quite a while, and hopefully, I'll get to finish it soon.
Well, yeah. Well, you seem like the kind of guy who will. You know, you chart yourself a course, and you get a bunch of different things done all year long. You know.
Well, you know what it is. I move on to the next project, and I try and complete them. The book thing has been a problem for me because it really takes an intense amount of work trying to put it together. It's a story. It's a real life story, and I wrote 19 chapters, and I stopped. And I didn't move forward because so many other things were happening, and doing the Burt Bacharach show, and doing the Cantor album, the unproduced Eddie Cantor musical album. So, it drags me away from from this book, which is just very, very time-consuming. So hopefully I'll get back to it,
Well, if you're 19 chapters in... There's no unless it's 170 chapters, you're far enough along. It's like, my wife was teaching this year. She had a bunch of other things, and she finished the textbook. So if she can do that, you can finish your book,
That's right. So things been going well for you guys?
Could be better, could be worse. We're alive.
Yeah.
Tough year, let me put it that way. She thinks it's a better year than I do, but overall, it ended well. Let's put it that way. I mean, unless I drop dead at the microphone in the next 2 hours.
Let's hope not. In fact, I wanted, this is a yearly event for us that we talk on the phone. And, I really wish you guys a happy new year, and hope everything goes well for all of you there.
Thank you, man. Happy Hanukkah to you, and happy new year to you. We're talking with Brian Gary, the composer, the author, and the advocate. So it's always a pleasure. I think this is like your third or fourth year calling in. We really appreciate it. It's always great to hear from you and great to hear all the things you're doing. So this time, instead of this next year in Jerusalem, this time next year, we'll be talking to you on the phone and hearing about all the wonderful things you've accomplished.
I hope so. I really do. And thank you guys for having me on the show. I always love coming on this show.
Very likewise, man. Have a great year.
Thank you. You too.
Bye-bye now.
Bye-bye.